Jerry Bader Show, 10:35. We can take calls on this, but I mostly want to do informing in this segment. But Earl, if someone has something really precise or relevant, 888-455-1360. Earl, tell me if you agree with this or you think it's hyperbole on my part. Tonight could be the most important presidential debate ever. Televised, in the televised era, yes, you agree. I think even more so than the first debates in 1960. By the way, you agree with that. I think tonight is, in fact, the 56th anniversary of that first debate. Then, of course, they went away for a while. They came back in 76 with Carter Ford. Here's a reality. A majority of America doesn't think either of these candidates are qualified to be president. As such, I think the debates, particularly the first one, is more important than any other debate. Hold that thought, because Jeff wants to respond to the comments I made about Ted Cruz before the news, and I said I would take calls on that. So we'll get to the debates in just a second. Jeff in Green Bay, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Jerry. I guess now you can be never Cruz, too, right?
I don't know that I would say never, but I'm very disappointed in him right now.
Uh-huh. And here's, I guess, I'm going to pound this nail one more time. Because, and I know it's not going to make any difference to
Yeah,
you,
don't, Jeff, don't, Jeff, no, Jeff, Jeff, hang on. Before you pound that nail, telling me why it's so important to defeat Hillary, I'm not going to let you do it because I know that. Okay?
Hang on.
Here's what I will say.
Exactly.
Just hang on one second, Jeff. But I will let you do it, but just let me say this.
Yeah.
To me, it is about principle. Ted Cruz has not shown principle throughout. When Donald Trump was being obnoxious early in the campaign, Cruz ignored it because it wasn't being pointed at him. Then, when it was pointed at him, then Cruz said Trump became unfit. Now he's flip-flopping again, and just because some conservatives want him to support Trump, they think it's great that he's doing it, when it shows a complete lack of principle. That's what it's about for me.
And I, just as an aside, I seem to remember back when Cruz was all smiley with Donald Trump, that people were pundits, and I don't know, maybe even you, were saying how clever it all was to stay out of the mix, to not mix it up with Donald Trump, because that was he's going to get his head pounded in if he did. And I seem to remember that. But here's the thing, Jerry, and this is why I respect you a great deal, but this is why I just think that I don't know why you're so blind here. You're so blind. Once Hillary Clinton installs her far leftist on the Supreme Court, that is ball game. It's over. And we can elect Ted Cruz. We can elect the greatest conservative in 20, what is the next election, 2020? We can elect the greatest conservatives, but once that Supreme Court is in the hands of the far left, you can go ahead and pass whatever legislation you want.
And Jeff,
and they can just say, nope.
Jeff,
unconstitutional.
Jeff.
And you know and I know that the courts these days, and not the legislature, and especially the Supreme Court, says what the law of the land is going to be.
Jeff.
And that's it. And you can kiss your Second Amendment goodbye. Say goodbye to that nice semi-auto.
Jeff, all right, Jeff, my answer to that is I don't trust Donald Trump to be any better than her.
Oh, my God.
I know. You can't imagine that because somehow, even still at this late date, you believe things he says. Thanks a lot for the call. To Jake on the road. Jake, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Jerry. I'm not upset with Cruz. The reason why is because at the convention, he never said that he wasn't going to vote for Trump. He said that he told people to vote for conscience.
Yep.
And in the statement, he said that after doing some prayer, that this was the answer he came up with. So I'm not going to fault the guy for, you know, maybe he, because of what Trump did and say about his wife. He doesn't want to, but, you know, I'm praying to his God. If his God told him that this is the right thing to do, and he's begrudgingly doing it, I'm not going to blame or fault the guy for it.
All right, that's a pretty good answer, Jake. I still believe it was a political calculation, but I can understand where you would respect that. So that's actually a pretty good answer. We are going to take one more call on this because I do want to get to a debate preview. So this will be three calls that I've taken on this. James in De Pere. James, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. Welcome back. It's good to hear your voice again.
Thank you.
Hey, I don't understand why Ted Cruz had to even say anything at all. Like, why didn't he just kind of keep it to himself? Like, a majority of people that are going to vote for Trump probably they don't want to admit to it. It's almost like the Wilder effect in Virginia, where the pollsters said that they're going to vote, you know, for the black guy, but they didn't vote for him. Same thing with Donald Trump. A lot of people that are going to vote for Donald Trump are not going to tell you they're going to vote for Donald Trump. And I think Ted Cruz should have done the same thing.
Yeah, that's well. Here's why, because here's where the political calculation comes in, James. He did what he did at the convention because it looked like Trump was going to get blown out. Now it looks close, and he doesn't want to be a sitting Republican senator with a Republican president that he didn't support.
But he didn't say that he wasn't going to vote for him. He just said at the convention to vote for him.
Yeah, I know.
But I mean, if he again, I still believe that, you know, obviously we have a difference of opinion on what you feel that, you know, Trump is going to do and what Hillary is going to do. But at the end of the day, you know, it is a secret ballot. He didn't have to say anything.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that is true. James, thanks a lot for the call. All right, I want to move on now to the debate tonight. I summed it up too simply this way. Here is what I expect Hillary Clinton to try to do. That she's going to try to poke Dr. Banner with a pin until he turns into the Hulk. That's what I think she's going to try to do. She's going to try to get under his skin. He's going to try to look presidential. She's going to try to get the primary debate, Donald Trump, to show up. I'm telling you, it's in one of the Marvel movies where Tony Stark, Iron Man, tries to get Dr. Banner to Hulk out. He's literally pushing him because he wants to see what he can do in the suit versus the Hulk, because he's kind of crazy that way. But that's what she's going to do. Here's the other thing I think she's going to try to do. She's going to, I think, try to present Trump with, if it were a Jeopardy category, it would be called arcane political facts. She's going to try to expose that he's a lightweight on the issues. He is a lightweight on the issues. Now, I know there are those of you supporting him who take that as an insult. You know it's true. You just don't have a problem with it. You said that, I don't care. You've acknowledged it on the specifics. Yeah. On policy specifics, absolutely. And she's going to try to trip him up badly. Will that work? If she tries to baffle him with her policy brilliance, will that work? I'm going to use someone else's words to answer that question in 3 minutes, but I will tell you the answer is probably no. It's 10:44.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.